Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. There's a question that I'm certain that nearly every rabbi, every posek gets asked, perhaps before every Yom Tif, but certainly before every through-day Yom Tif, and that is whether you're allowed to take showers, whether you're allowed to take hot showers on Yom Tif. Now, this discussion really begins from the Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Lamates. And the Gemara in Lamates Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Beya, in which there's a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether you're allowed to heat up water for the purpose of washing panav yadav v'raglav, your hands, your feet, and your face. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you're only allowed to cook, you're only allowed to heat up water for the purposes of food preparation, and therefore you can't heat up such water to wash yourself, even just panav yadav v'raglav. While Beis Hillel disagrees, and Beis Hillel says, based on the concept of mitoch, that once you're allowed to heat it up for cooking purposes, for food purposes, you're able to cook up for any other need that's considered shav l'chol nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to heat up water to wash panav yadav v'raglav. But it's interesting, as the Rishonim point out, that Beis Hillel only permitted someone to heat up water to specifically wash your face, hands, and feet. He doesn't allow you to heat up water to wash your entire body. And Tosus explains that Beis Hillel only permitted someone to do the malacha of heating up water for a need that's shava l'chol nefesh. Now, I'll loosely translate as something that's a universal need. And Beis Hillel understood that washing panav yadav v'raglav can be categorized as a need that's shava l'chol nefesh, while washing your entire body, rechitzas kol haguf, wouldn't satisfy the criteria to be considered a shav l'chol nefesh, and therefore Beis Hillel held that it would be usur to heat up water, to cook water, to do the malacha of cooking water in order to wash your entire body. And based on this Tosfos, it seems that the majority of the poskim are of the opinion that washing your entire body, taking a shower of your entire body, would be usur. You're not allowed to turn on the water, the hot water, because cold water would be going to the boiler, you would be cooking that cold water for the purpose of washing your entire body, which is not something that shav l'chol nefesh, it's not enough of a universal need, and therefore it would be usur to turn on the hot water. And that would be even just to take out the chill, to take out the sting of the cold water as well would be a problem, because washing your entire body is not considered a need that shav l'chol nefesh. However, there are some poskim that disagree. There are some poskim that explain that in contemporary society, the prevalence of taking daily showers is enough, that the concept of ruchitzas haguf can in fact be categorized as davar l'shav l'chol nefesh. However, as Rav Shechter writes, and interestingly, in one of the tshuvas that were recently publicized related to issues that come up with dealing with the coronavirus, that just because you assume that taking a shower, ruchitzas kol haguf, is considered davar hashav l'chol nefesh, and therefore there would be no problem in turning on the hot water for the purpose of taking a shower, there's no problem in cooking the water for the purpose of taking a shower, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's recommended to take a hot shower. And that is because until now we were dealing with the malacha aspect of the question, the turning on the hot water, the malacha of cooking water, of heating water for the purpose of bathing yourself. But there's another dimension to this question, and that is taking the actual shower. There are other Rishonim that explain our Gemara differently. We quoted from Tosfos that the reason why Beis Hillel said you're only able to heat up water to wash panav yadav raglav, your face, your hands, and your feet, is because heating up water for your whole body wouldn't be permitted because that's not considered shav l'chol nefesh. But there are other Rishonim that explain Beis Hillel differently. The Rashba and the Ramban, they quote Rishonim that explain that Beis Hillel wasn't concerned about heating up the water, the malacha aspect, but rather Beis Hillel was of the opinion that there was a gzeira d'rabbanan, the rabbis prohibited taking the actual shower, bathing yourself, bathing your entire body, similar to a discussion that we have in our whole sugya of bathing yourself in hot water because of a gzeiras habalanim. And therefore, even if we're able to alleviate the problem of turning on the hot water in the shower, there's still a separate concern. There are these other Rishonim that assume that even on Yom Tif, there's a gzeres mechitzos, there's a concern of taking the actual shower in the hot water. But it's still left to be interpreted what's considered hot water. When wouldn't I be able to take the shower? Assuming I'm able to turn on the hot water because rechitza is kol haguf, washing your entire body, is considered shavu l'chol nefesh. The only problem is taking a hot shower. What constitutes a hot shower? So Rav Shechter, in his tshuva, he recommends that ideally, you should just turn on the water enough that takes away the sting, that takes away the chill, it takes away the discomfort of showering in cold water. However, it's not so simple. And it could be that washing yourself in lukewarm water is enough. As long as you're not turning on the water, the heat, to the extent, to the degree that you would typically feel comfortable during the week, having a hot shower, that would be enough to take away the problem of gzeiras mechitzos. However, I think it's critical to point out that even if you take a shower in cold water, or according to the poskim, that would be permissible to turn on the hot water, either just to take away the chill, or to take a lukewarm shower, or even a hot shower, it's critical that you avoid other potential problems as well. There can be problems of schita, there can be problems of using soap in different methods, and therefore it's very important that before you take a shower, even a cold shower, to familiarize yourselves with the potential issues and problems that could come up, and make sure to avoid those other problems in order to avoid some other form of chilul yamtiv.